With a legal fight brewing over a proposed travel ban from certain countries, Muslims have been in the news a lot in recent weeks. Here on KNKX, we're going to take a few minutes and get a sense of how the headlines are affecting Muslims here in the Puget Sound area. Jeff Siddiqui is a realtor from Linwood and an activist on civil liberties and rights for Muslims. He spoke with 88.5's Ed Ronco.
You grew up in Pakistan. Tell me the province and tell me a little bit about life there as a child.
Well, today that province is known as Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. It was then known as the Northwest Frontier Province. That's right along the border of Afghanistan. Life was really nice. In those days, there was no threat, no danger. We could walk anywhere at any time of day or night. Quite often, we didn't even know what the other person's faith was. Hmm. We didn't care. We would celebrate Christmas just because it was fun. Why not? Get to go to a couple of parties, say Merry Christmas to people. It was a completely different world than it is now.
What does it look like there?
Oh, it is beautiful. It has high mountains, very steep mountains, trees. In summer and spring, the mimosa trees have little flowerlets in them. And the smell is very subtle, very beautiful smell. I can almost smell it right now.
When did you leave?
I left in 74. I came here in fall of 74 to get my master's at the UW. Hmm. And then I stayed here till 79. I left for Britain, and then I came back in 83 and got married, and as they say, lived happily ever after.
And you're in Linwood now.
That's correct.
When you wake up in the morning and turn on the news and see news about a travel ban or news about new policies that are coming down in the new administration, how do you feel? What describe what happens to you every day when you're taking in the news of the day?
To be fair, The anti-Muslim hostility and act and declarations didn't really start with Trump. Mm. They were there even under Obama, except there it was a little better camouflage. Today, Trump is putting to voice all the acts and thoughts that had been going on before. Mm. He's putting it to voice in a very crude, brash, arrogant way. And then he puts in this ban, which he tries to say is not a Muslim ban. But he's already on record as having said, well, if the people from these countries are Christian, then that's all right.
What's your response to people who say, well, this isn't a Muslim ban because it doesn't target the majority of Muslims?
Right. We're just keeping America safe. Well, we have to, first of all, I should say that if you're black, one black being attacked for his color is like attacking all of American blacks. If you're a Jew, one Jew being attacked because of his faith is like attacking all Jews. Same with Muslims. We're no different.
I've heard many people, and I've heard this a lot among highly visible African-American people who say, it is not my job to educate the majority about my experience. Do you ever get tired of trying to explain Islam? Do you ever get tired of people like me calling you and saying, Jeff, come on in. I have questions about being a Muslim.
First of all, the black experience of hostility towards them is not yet over. They've been experiencing it ever since America was born and all the way down to today. We are arriving, you know, we are approaching the pitch levels. And this is the time, as far as I'm concerned, to go out there and engage with people, engage with the authorities, and try to show them what reality is as opposed to what reality has been fed to them. I think it's our job to go and talk and engage and dispel myths. Not all of us take that job because most of the people are scared.
What made you take that job?
I've never been one for silence. Growing up, in between, now, if I don't like something, I say it, and if there is an argument, I dive into it without any problems.
It feels overwhelming sometimes, mm-hmm. I think, to see the world and to want to be good and to want to be safe and not know what to do as a citizen.
And it is very difficult, I tell you. It's not easy. I wish I could just say, you know, go do that. We have become so polarized in this country. It's a very helpless feeling. What can the individual person do? Well, speak up. There will be no shortage of bad things happening which have Muslims involved in them, either innocent Muslims or even guilty Muslims. But when somebody says this is because he's a Muslim, speak up. Again, you know, with our neighbors, with anybody else. One of my closest friends is about 5 miles to the right of Attila the Hun, and he's still my close friend. And he thinks Trump is God's gift to America. But I haven't disengaged from him. He's still a friend.
How do you maintain a friendship that can sometimes cross into territory, I would imagine, that is anathema to everything you think?
We yell at each other. We even scream at each other.
But you find peace. You don't walk away from the friendship, though.
We don't personalize it. It might get close as the situation deteriorates. It might. But it hasn't become personal yet.
Jeff Siddiqui, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.